You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Seattle Mariners have had a nice little start to the season, but they have a couple of challenges now coming their way. So let's talk about that with Greg Johns from MLB.com, and I'm Allison Footer. And Greg, Felix Hernandez on the DL, strained right calf, so help me out here. Is this going to be a long-term thing, or do you think he's going to be able to come back after those 15 days?
Yeah, they're sure hoping, Allison, that it's a short-term, I don't know if it'll be 15 days, but they're thinking he'll miss a couple starts. The hope is it's 15 days, and he's back in June 10th, I think, or 12th, I think it is, when he's supposed to come back. So it's a short stint if it's as minor as they believe. I mean, it just happened, and kind of a goofy deal. He's like warming up in pregame, doing his stretching and working out Tuesday, and then felt something in that calf and went in and had it checked out. And next thing you know, middle of the game, the doctors were telling Scott Service, say, Felix is supposed to be pitching tomorrow. We're not sure he's going to be able to go. So a little panic mode when you hear your ace is hurting. And turned out, indeed, he wasn't able to pitch. They kept him in Seattle, did an MRI. And the word is it's pretty minor, but, you always worry a little bit. And so we'll have to wait and see how he is. I haven't had a chance to talk to him yet since the team is now in San Diego and he's still back in Seattle. But apparently he was pretty sore yesterday just walking around. So see how that loosens up here. But it's just strange for Felix to not be available. I mean, this guy has been the Iron Man for the last 10 years, 190 innings plus for 10 years in a row. That's pretty tough to do. There's not many pitchers in the major leagues that have pulled that off ever, and he's one of them. So not used to seeing Felix not in the rotation, and it certainly kind of bounced up big last night when they had James Paxton filling in for him, and he got roughed up pretty good, and they lost 14-6. So I'd like to have the king back as soon as they can, and it sounds like he'll be back probably within 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, they've obviously had a very enjoyable first couple of months, but this thing is not going to work in Seattle without King Felix. I think we all know that. And like you mentioned with Paxton, so he was injured a lot of 2014, a lot of 2015. I mean, when he is pitching regularly, he seems to be pretty good. Lost the fifth starter battle at the end of spring training. He allowed 6 runs in the first inning of his start to replace Felix. So that had to have been a little bit of a gut punch, even though it seemed like maybe the defense let him down a little bit, because only a few of the 8 runs that he gave up were earned. But he's certainly going to have to pitch better if he's going to be able to make up for what they've lost with Felix, right?
Yeah, and actually he let himself down on defense because it was his error that led to 500 runs at first. So tough to blame anybody else. You could almost see it. They came out pretty perfect scenario. I mean, they put up 3 runs in the top of the first with a Cano home run, and you figure that maybe helped the kid relax a little bit coming out there. Obviously, he's feeling it. He really wanted to make the team in spring. Didn't happen for him. He's been, had these injury issues that, you've seen him for 2 years just frustrated, he's handled it, but he wants to pitch and he wants to prove people, hey, I'm as good as everybody thinks. And finally gets the call up and you're replacing Felix and you get out there with a 3-0 lead and boom, I think the second batter, Will Myers, hits a home run and next guy, and they give up 2 singles. Got runners on first and third, gets a comebacker. And he's just rushing. He's a little too amped, as he said afterwards. And he turns and throws the thing into center field. And, the wheels start coming off. And you just kind of see that pressure. Sometimes it's hard. The kid's throwing 98, 99 miles an hour. So there's no question, he's got stuff. But he couldn't locate as well as he wanted. He's just a little too hyped. And his off-speed stuff wasn't working too well. And it wasn't the James Paxton that he knows he can be and the one they want to see. So he's going to need to relax and pitch as he can, I think, here in the next start or two, just to kind of see where he's going forward. But, yeah, tough start to see him. It's almost hard to watch a kid, that wants it so bad and then just kind of maybe put a little too much pressure on himself last night.
Yeah, so I guess that answers my question, but he is going to get more opportunities, right? It's not like this is an audition. It's just sort of a stopgap. So he's the guy for at least one more start unless this happens again.
I would expect, you never know. I mean, this is a team we'll see. I mean, Scott Service said after the game, that's an organizational decision going forward. I'd like to give him another start, but they had a somewhat similar situation with Chris Taylor. They brought up to play shortstop when Ketel Marte got hurt. Chris, a couple throwing errors cost him a game, and next thing you know, boom, he's he's down, and they bring up Luis Sardinha. So they're not fooling around here. They definitely, you know, knowing every game's important. So I expect that Pax will get another start, but that as of today, you know, shortly after last night's game, you know, services today, we just got over the game. We're not going to talk about, you know, what's happening next 5 days from now. So we'll see how that plays out. But I would expect he'd get another start, and, you know, I think if he gets a chance, he's been really good when he's been healthy. I mean, really dominant type good when he's on. So certainly a capable pitcher, and you know, I think they'll wait and give him another shot.
Sorry, it's a little head scratching that they've had such nice stretches. They played really well against good teams, and then last weekend they got swept by the Twins, and then they came back and they beat the Padres. And not to dump on the lesser teams, but they have to be thinking, come on. And two of those games were one-run losses. And, of course, these things can go either way over the course of a long season. But that had to have been a little bit disheartening at home to be swept by the Twins.
Yeah, I mean, they've kicked themselves a couple times at home. I mean, this is the team with the best record in baseball on the road. I mean, they've just been outstanding on the road. And they get home, and you expect to have home cooking and all that stuff. And they got swept by the A's early in the year. They got swept by the Angels in a disheartening series in mid-May, and then they come out and stub their toe on the Twins with three straights. And each series is a little bit different. The Twins, they just gave up a bunch of home runs. They're starting pitching, which has been outstanding, kind of let them down there. Felix had a rough go, gave up five runs in one inning, and they lost to the Twins. And then Miley gave up three homers, I think, in four innings, and they lose that one by a run. And Taijuan Walker gives up three homers, and they lose 5-4. I mean, Twins looked like the 27 Yankees all of a sudden, and a lot of it just came down to Seattle picked a bad time for their starters to kind of have a hiccup, and you know, then I don't know, what do you do? You just keep pushing forward. You know, they have the second best ERA in the American League, so you can't say their pitching has been horrible. It's just that one series they kind of stubbed their toe. So you know, overall, it's a long season, and you expect those things to kind of even out. So I think they're a better team than they showed at home, and they'll probably have a hard time being the best team in baseball on the road. But you know, if that things average out, they're a pretty good ball club.
Yeah, I mean, those things definitely even out. You expect them to win a lot more home games. Speaking of which, so they set a record, single game offensive record, 16 runs at their home ballpark for the fourth time since that place opened in 1999. So you know, the old joke is like, save some of those for tomorrow. But it had to have been something to, I mean, this poor Padres, I feel like all I do is dump on them. But of course their owner is dumping on them too. So what am I so worried about? But that had to have been fun for the boys to be able to break out like that, I guess.
Well, sure.
Row,
right.
Really.
Short lived. Also, I mean, they put up 16 runs, you know, they hit five homers and everything's glorious and sunny in Seattle. They come down to San Diego and they get beat 14-6. So, you know, it's momentum can be short in this game. So, interesting to me, this team leads the major leagues in home runs. I mean, I didn't see that coming. I know they had some guys that can hit, and obviously Cano having a great year, and Seager's really been on fire here the last month. We haven't talked a lot about Kyle Seager. I mean, here's a guy that's hitting 139 at the end of April, .239, and he's up to .283 now in the span of a month. I mean, just on fire last month. So
wow.
Get back to where Seager should be. And, you know, you put him in there with Cano and Cruz and Adam Lynn starting to heat up a little bit, and you're seeing some things. So, yeah, the offense has really picked up. Defensively, I think right now they're kind of hurting just injuries. Leonis Martin, who was on fire offensively as well, but really, really a key for this team in center field. And he's on the DL and not due back till Friday, next Friday. And Ketel Marte at shortstop been very good, and he's on the DL till Monday. So they're missing those guys up the middle, and that's been a factor. I mean, it's a factor for Paxton. You see some balls fall in that maybe wouldn't otherwise. And, you know, every pitcher needs a good defense, and, you know, I think they'll shore things up. They're 2-4 since Leonis Martin went out, and I don't think that's a coincidence. I mean, he's been a big key for them offensively and defensively. So need a guy who was kind of a cast-off by the Rangers, but has been real huge for Seattle.
This is going to be fun this next week and a half. So they've got a series coming up in Arlington, and then they host the Rangers the weekend after at home. So, ooh, I'm going to have to keep my eye on that. So that will be something to watch. Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much, Greg. John, we will talk to you next week. Appreciate it.
Real good, Allison. Good talking to you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.